Chapter 5, In His Time, Part 2. As in the days of Job, God answered, Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God answer him. That's Job 40, verse 2. In Job 23:10 it says, But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. I spent the next 6 months arguing with God. I fretted and fussed and doubted. And in the meantime, my family continued to blossom and to bond together without my help. That was so aggravating. Instead of feeling at peace because God had preserved my family, a direct answer to prayer, I grew angry and sullen. My pride was hurt. After all, wasn't I the mother, the center of the household? How could they function without me? But function they did. For the first time in their lives, my children got to really know their father because of the time he had spent with them. He decided when I took the job that he would dedicate himself to filling the void for the children. He remained dedicated to this goal. The result was the joy of really getting to know his children and them getting to know him, something that would not have happened if we had moved right away, because the need would not have been there. When the summer finally came, we decided that we could not leave the farm on the market forever. It was too disrupting to everyone. If there was no offer on the farm by September, we would take the signs down. That summer, I earnestly prayed for the sale of the farm. At the same time, I thought Bob and the children, who had adapted quite nicely to the new situation, were earnestly praying that the farm would not sell. Of course, I couldn't prove that, but the thought reflected the state of mind that I was in. September arrived, and no one even looked at the farm all summer. So Bob told the children that we would be staying. I watched in frustrated silence as my son ran down the driveway and ripped off the signs. Everyone was happy. Except me. Bob still had the farm that he loved. My teenagers, now firmly established in high school, would get to stay with their friends, and my son could still play with the neighborhood and the neighbor he liked. And me, I drove and cried. I drove that winter. I was finally ready for God to make a change in my attitude. Up to that point, I was in control, or thought I was. I had a plan, and all God had to do was go along with it and work out the minor details. It was organized and planned out, except for one thing. I had really left God out of it, while pretending to piously put him in charge, saying that since God had given me the job, he would sell the farm. I really had been trying to bend God to my will the whole time. Never once did I ask, What do you want me to do, Lord? Or, How are you going to work this out? I assumed that it was my right to expect God to work out all the details in the way that I wanted them to work out. In my mind, I was stuck on the rocks, fully expecting some miracle. But the power belongs to God, and the choice of how he answers prayer belongs to him also. This time, there was a different lesson to learn. I misread Romans 8:28, making it say instead that God works out all things together for my good. God patiently waited for me to see that his will would be done and that he was in control. Slowly, I began to give up my rights, the rights to work close to where I live, to be with my family at all times, to sell my farm if I wanted to find a better farm close to work, to have my family want exactly the same thing that I wanted, and to choose the time for all these things to happen. By Christmas, I had discovered a wonderful truth. Peace comes from giving up our rights to God and letting him be in control. I no longer spent all my prayer time fussing and fretting. I relaxed and focused on the things I could be thankful for. I began to treasure my long drives as they gave me time to meditate and pray. I also gave back to God the choice of where I should work, or if I should even work at all. You see, despite all the traveling, I was finding this new job wonderful. Perhaps for the first time in my professional life, I was really enjoying my work. It was challenging and rewarding. It became a mission field for me. I began to spend hours praying for my customers and their problems, looking for ways to help them. God was really using me, and it felt great. So giving back to God the right to keep this job was dreadfully hard. It was perhaps, however, the only pathway to peace. If you remember back at the beginning of this story, Bob and I had also prayed for help in dealing with our debt. Well, things were much better with the new job, but we always felt that we should try to get out from underneath all this debt completely if we could. God was faithfully working this out for us, along with everything else, as you will see. Winter turned to spring, and my life became very routine, and there was peace in the household and a harmony that was very comforting, until July. End of part 2.